When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "It may be that Joseph will hate us, and will pay us back in full for all of the evil that we did to him." So they sent a message to Joseph, saying, "Your father gave this command before he died, saying, 'Thus you are to tell Joseph, now please forgive the transgression of your brothers and their sin, because they did evil to you. And now, please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father.'" And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also went and fell down in front of him, and they said, "Look, we are your slaves." But Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God turned it into good in order to bring about this present result, to save the lives of many people. So therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones." And he consoled them and spoke kindly to them. So Joseph lived in Egypt, he, and his father's household. And Joseph lived 110 years. Joseph saw Ephraim's descendants to the third generation. The children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were counted as Joseph's own. And Joseph said to his brothers, "I am about to die, but God will surely take care of you and bring you up out of this land to the land which he promised to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." Then Joseph made the sons of Israel take an oath, saying, "God will surely take care of you. Then you must carry up my bones from here." So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him and placed him in a coffin in Egypt.